Premier Li Keqiang's visit to Cuba comes as the country faces a more friendly diplomatic environment following its normalization of bilateral relations with the U.S. last year. Earlier this week, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe paid a one-day visit to the Caribbean country with which Japan has had very little ties up to date. Though the situation has turned for the better, there are still many challenges for the country in transition. The U.S. is still imposing its Cuban trade embargo at this point. The country also has to deal with a series of social and economic changes as it integrates into the international community, much as China did just a few decades ago. Chinese Ambassador to Cuba Zhang Tuo says the timing of Premier Li Keqiang's visit is a manifestation of China's willingness to help Cuba towards development and also to boost their 56-year-old bilateral relations to a higher level.
Our bilateral relations are embracing many breakthroughs and new opportunities. We are having more high-level dialogues and deeper mutual trust at the political level. We are expanding areas for cooperation. There is a growing interest in the Cuban market among Chinese business people.
There are more than 50 Chinese enterprises running businesses in Cuba today, not a huge number in comparison with Chinese investment in some other developing economies. But Ambassador Zhang suggests there is great potential for Beijing and Havana to strengthen economic ties, especially in sectors such as renewable energy, tourism, pharmaceuticals, infrastructure development, and agriculture.
First of all, we have the political will to boost bilateral trade and investment. Second, the two economies are highly complementary. Plus, both need to develop. Cuba's opening up and economic development will need the support from China, both financially and technically.
A key basis for steady long-term business ties is having a better understanding of each other, not only politically and economically, but culturally as well. This year marks the first ever China-Latin America Year of Cultural Exchange, a Chinese government-sponsored program which will involve nearly 30 Latin American countries through the year 2016. Cuba was the first country to react after the program officially kicked off in Beijing in January. Ambassador Zhang says Cuba has been very active in engaging with the project.
The Confucius Institute here in Cuba organized a cultural event in exactly the same week as the Year of Cultural Exchange formally started. That was a good beginning to the project. One thing I need to point out is, nowadays, more and more Cuban artists, like musicians and dancers, are traveling to China as part of their performing tours.
Under a scholarship program sponsored by the Cuban government, more than 3,000 Chinese students have attended the University of Havana, Cuba's most prestigious institution for higher learning over the past one decade. For CRI, this is Ding Han.